WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. 100 years ago today, the great jazz bassist, composer, and bandleader Charles Mingus was born in Nogales, Arizona. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Mingus was a larger-than-life and often difficult figure, a complicated man of deep feeling whose music reflected his outsized personality.
Mingus Fingers, 1948. Charles Mingus always thought big. He had big passions and appetites he exaggerated in his zingy autobiographical novel, Beneath the Underdog. A virtuoso bass player with a forceful sound, he liked big gestures and had big ambitions. In the 1940s, idolizing Duke Ellington, he'd record as Baron Mingus. Duke's example showed him how to blend a rich ensemble fabric with vivid solo voices. And the jazz art songs Billy Strayhorn wrote for Ellington left their mark on Mingus ballads, like 1946's Weird Nightmare.
Weird nightmare, take away this dream you've born. Weird nightmare, mend the heart that's torn and has paid the cost of love a thousandfold. Bring me a love with a heart of gold.
That was recorded in Los Angeles, where Charles Mingus came up. In New York in the 1950s, he had a breakthrough, reconciling divergent strains in contemporary jazz. He liked a busy texture and flirted with the polite brand of improvised counterpoint practiced by cool jazz musicians. Also in the 50s, a new wave of hard boppers flavored their jazz with proudly African-American shouts, blues, and gospel strains. That was just what Mingus needed. Now he wrote pieces with titles like Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting that caught the rollicking call-and-response dynamics of the black church. On 1959's Moanin', Pepper Adams' baritone sax preaches as five other horns murmur or shout support. To coax such sounds from his players, Mingus would sing them their parts. The horns mirrored the timbre of his voice. The bassist made that connection between voices and instruments explicit in dialogues with bass clarinetist Eric Dolphy. Charles Mingus live on the French Riviera in 1960. By then, he was a bona fide jazz star. In 1962, he played himself in the jazz movie All Night Long, recorded a gloriously combative trio album with Duke Ellington and Max Roach, and played a famously chaotic concert-slash-open rehearsal at New York's Town Hall with an overstuffed band. That show ended when stagehands closed the curtains during an encore, but it yielded some unforgettable music.
Freedom for your mama. Freedom for your mama.
Mingus didn't shy away from politics. He wrote a lyric denouncing segregationist Governor Orville Faubus that the major label Mingus recorded for wouldn't touch. He gave pieces polemical titles: Prayer for Passive Resistance, Remember Rockefeller at Attica. In the 1960s and 70s, Mingus toured extensively in Europe, and it only seems like every concert he ever played there has been issued or bootlegged. Those recordings are still coming out. His bustling little band sounded bigger than they were. His orchestral projects were that much more sprawling. This is Don't Be Afraid, The Clown's Afraid Too, from 1971. Charles Mingus died of neurodegenerative disease in 1979 at age 56. His music has been played often since then, much but not all credit to his widow Sue Mingus, who assembled repertory groups like the Mingus Big Band. His centenary has prompted a bumper crop of reissued and rare recordings and an impressive array of tribute albums and concerts. Mingus music's continued currency makes sense. It's bluesy, heartfelt, intricate and infectious. The high spirits and passion are built in.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the book Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film.